Welcome back to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the BetTheSide.com inside line, he covers the Boston Red Sox for SB Nation's Over the Monster. He's Matt Collins. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Appreciate you taking a little time with us today here on the show. So Red Sox, man, it's got to be a pretty good time to be a Sox fan because, you know, I thought that the ALCS was going to be a very – two teams are pretty evenly matched. You know, it's going to be, all right, well, who's going to be, you know, that guy, you know, not the main guy, who's going to be one of those secondary pieces who steps up and has the big series and turns the series? And, well, it was the Red Sox. It was Jackie Bradley Jr. who had, what, 9 RBI in that series. That's a hell of a series. And then last night, old foe turned friend, Eduardo Nunez, pinch hit, three-run bomb. You know, I was looking at this from the Dodgers' perspective of, you know, you chase Chris Sale after four, he'd throw 91 pitches. You get a homer off of him. You've got your ace and best pitcher on the mound. You lose by four runs. I would imagine that Red Sox fans should be really confident right now. Red Sox media's got to be loving this. But right now, all signs point to this is as much the Sox year as any year could be.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, during the regular season, they were kind of carried by the Stars. And one of the big complaints about their team was that if the Stars didn't perform, they didn't really have a chance. The other guys weren't stepping up. And it's kind of just flipped on its head this playoffs. Chris Sale really hasn't been himself all postseason, including last night. Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez have been good, but they haven't really been otherworldly like they have been. But like you said, guys like Bradley, Nunez, Holtz had his game. Devers has been great. They're getting all these other guys to step up, and it just seems like every move they make and every decision they make is going the right way. And at this point, I don't know how you can bet against that happening again.
Has there been, that you can remember recently, a better payoff on a free agent signing than what they've gotten out of J.D. Martinez this year since the first year, was it 2004, when they signed David Ortiz?
Yeah, definitely since then. The Red Sox have actually had a pretty rough history before J.D. Martinez recently with David Price is probably, weirdly enough, the best one before him. But, I mean, Hanley Ramirez, Pablo Sandoval, these guys have all really struggled. So I would probably go back to, and if you're talking about big money contracts, it's probably been since Manny Ramirez in 2000 was the last one where somebody really worked out like this. And I mean, I was confident in J.D. Martinez, but I was really not expecting anything like this.
I mean, I don't know. How do you feel? You know, I've always kind of looked at this year as saying, you know, JD should really be the MVP. And I look at it as, you know, Mookie Betts last year with David Ortiz, he was phenomenal. This year, he was incredible. But the year in between where he didn't have that big bopper, his numbers took a pretty big dive. You know, you put another big bopper behind him, and all of a sudden, he's otherworldly again. Does JD deserve more love?
Maybe a little bit, but I still would say it's Mookie Betts. I mean, the thing with Betts is, even last year, I want to say he finished sixth in MVP voting, and I think that just is a testament to how much of an all-around player he is. I mean, even if he's not hitting, he's still providing maybe the best outfield defense in baseball, and he's maybe the best base runner in baseball. And then this year, he was one of the top probably five hitters in baseball along with that, so I get where you're coming from with the J.D. Martinez thing, and I think he did make a huge impact on the team, even beyond his production on the field. But other than Mike Trout, I don't think there's a better player in baseball than Mookie Betts right now.
Matt, what has been the change in David Price postseason this year versus postseason past years?
I really think getting that – something clicked with him in that bullpen session – before the clincher, before his starting performance, he threw in the bullpen for two innings, and I don't know if it was something mechanical, something mental, or what, but he came out, and the key for him is always throwing all of his pitches. If he's only throwing his fastball, he's going to get in trouble. He's not 2008, 2009 David Price anymore, throwing 96. So I think it's just about realizing that he has to be who he is and not trying to do too much. So if he comes out tonight and he's throwing changeups consistently in the early innings, I'm really confident that he's going to be able to do that again.
Right now we're talking with Matt Collins, covers the Red Sox for SB Nation's Over the Monster on the BetDSI.com inside line. What was your initial reaction when you saw Sale's pitch count getting up and the idea they were going to have to he wasn't going to be long in this game? Were you concerned about Sale having to come out early? Were you confident because their bullpen, you know, the secondary pieces in the pen, the guys who, you know, maybe in the second half of the season had their ups and downs, but in the postseason they've been lights out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd rather have him go deeper. I was hoping he would at least get through five innings in that game. But like you said, those Barnes, Kelly, and Brazier have all been lights out when they've needed them all October. And plus they've been using... you saw Valdi in the eighth last night. You've seen Porcello in the eighth a lot during the postseason. They've been kind of using these guys on their throw days a few days before the scheduled start. So I knew they had the arms to get through it. You're always a little bit nervous in a close playoff game. There's no avoiding that. But given what they've done all October, I was as confident as I could be with Sale pitching like that.
Now, here's a funny thing. You know, Nate Eovaldi was... a long time ago, an 11th round pick of the Dodgers. And here's a guy who, you know, came up with L.A., was there for a few years, wound up in Miami, wound up with the Yankees, wound up back with Tampa. This guy's bounced all around the league. And he's had plenty of seasons where he's been a league average pitcher. Why is he so much better this year than what we normally have come to expect from Nate Eovaldi?
I think it's all about the cutter. He's always in the past kind of been a guy who's going to go out there throwing triple digits, but it's kind of flat. And I mean, major league hitters, you can throw as hard as you want, but if you're just throwing flat fastballs, they're going to hit it. And this year he's throwing, I mean, he's got a cutter that's averaging 96, 97 miles an hour. And when you're throwing that on top of that fastball, and his changeup has looked good, and he's got some breaking balls that look better than they have in the past. He's just a more complete pitcher. He's not just out there throwing heat and hoping for the best. And I mean, the injury concerns are always going to be there, but he's going to be a really interesting free agent after this year, after what he's shown.
After Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez, who's the most important bat on the Sox?
Probably Xander Bogaerts. He's always in either that fourth or fifth spot after the guys get on base, and he's been a massive run producer for them this year. One of the best hitters with runners in scoring position. He's been incredible with the bases loaded. Like I said earlier, the bottom of their lineup hadn't done much a lot during the regular season, but it didn't really matter because Bogaerts was always the guy to come through before they kind of transitioned to that bottom half. He's another guy who hasn't really come through all that much in the postseason just yet. He's been all right, but hasn't had that monster performance, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in one of the next couple of games.
I got to believe that no matter what happens, they're picking up Chris Sale's club option.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Are they hoping that David Price opts out of his?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think you always wouldn't mind to get out of that long money for an aging pitcher, but for all the narratives against David Price, one thing that's always been clear is that teammates love him, and he's a great guy in the clubhouse. And, I mean, he's performed on the field all year, too, so I definitely don't think they're going to be upset if he's back on the team next year.
They're going to do everything they can to re-sign Craig Kimbrell, correct?
That I'm not so sure about. They obviously have a high payroll right now, and they've got guys like Bogaerts and Betts, and Bradley and Benintendi are going to get expensive soon. So I think they're definitely going to make an effort, but if another team really gets aggressive with the bidding, I wouldn't be surprised if the Red Sox back off.
You know, they don't have a lot of free agents. They do have some interesting guys. You know, Kimbrel being one, Joe Kelly being another, Drew Pomeranz, Nate Eovaldi, Stephen Pierce. These are, you know, guys that you look at them and say, well, are they going to be interested in bringing all these guys back? You know, their payroll is about $228 million. I don't think the Red Sox are afraid of the luxury tax, but it is a high payroll, and you're talking about adding to it. Do you think all of those guys wind up back in the fold, or are some of them going to get let go?
I would be really surprised if Pomeranz did come back. I think he's probably going to be on another team next year. I'm guessing only one of Kelly or Kimbrel is going to come back, and I don't know that Pierce is going to come back. I think he's probably going to look for more of an everyday role next year, and I don't think the Red Sox can give that to him with Moreland still being on the team. The most interesting guy, I think, is Eovaldi. He's really stepped up in a short time and made himself a big part of this team. So I think they're going to make probably the biggest effort to bring him back.
Matt Collins covers the Boston Red Sox for Over the Monster at SB Nation with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Matt, what is what do you expect for the rest of this series?
I had the Red Sox in five before the series started, and after last night, I'm going to stick with that.
Sticking with Sox in five. You're not going to, if they win again tonight, are you going to shorten that to Sox in four?
I'll never be confident enough to pick a sweep. I'll stick with the gentleman's sweep.
Matt Collins, Over the Monster from SB Nation with us. Matt, appreciate your time today, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Matt Collins, Over the Monster, SB Nation. You can follow them on Twitter at Over the Monster. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code Nation25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the inside line. BetDSI.com.